The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, I have come to set the earth on fire, and how I wish it were already blazing. There is a baptism with which I must be baptized, and how great is my anguish until it is accomplished. Do you think that I have come to establish peace on the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. From now on, a household of five will be divided, three against two and two against three. A father will be divided against his son, and a son against his father, a mother against her daughter, and a daughter against her mother, a mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. In the Gospel today, we hear three pronouncements regarding the nature of the ministry or mission of Jesus. The first one is that he comes to cast fire on the earth. You know, fire is used as an image of the judgment of God, at least in the Old Testament too, and some parts of the New. But ironically, when it comes to the disciples at Pentecost, when it comes to the experience of the apostles and of the Blessed Mother at Pentecost, it is a symbol of purification, the purifying fire of the Holy Spirit. And this is what the Gospel today is trying to stress on us. Jesus wishes that the fire of the Holy Spirit was already blazing, so that the fire of God's love was already burning in the hearts of the people. So that's the first pronouncement, that he came or that he has come to cast fire on the earth. And the second one is about his own baptism. His own baptism. He said in the Gospel today, there is a baptism with which I must be baptized, and how great is my anguish until it is accomplished. It is an allusion to his death or to the conflict and distress in which he would be immersed, his passion, his death. But eventually, it would end in resurrection. To be baptized in the Holy Spirit is to embrace the values of the kingdom, which most of the time is radically different from the world, from what the world offers, which brings us to the third pronouncement in the Gospel today about the vision, about the division that his mission will cause. You know, although the kingdom of God is characterized by reconciliation and peace, the announcement of that kingdom is always divisive because it requires decision. It requires commitment. But even though this announcement will indeed cause stress and division, we see in the very person of Jesus that he will not shy away from it because it is the mission given to him by his Father. And anyone who commits himself or herself to Jesus must also then be prepared for the opposition that they will face, but also to even confront the internal division that happens to us. When we embrace conversion and one is in a state of sin, for example, the person struggles. It feels like being tear apart, being torn apart. You know, if one wants to get out of an addiction, of a vice, especially someone who has been
there for a long time. Getting out of it, to the grace of God, it's like being divided internally. But it is this division that happens that eventually will make the person whole again, because it calls for a radical change of heart and mind. It overturns our value system and calls us to a life that is challenging, but if we continue to walk in that path of righteousness, as what we heard in the readings today, we will truly experience the authentic joy that our hearts long for. So, reflecting on these three pronouncements of Jesus in the gospel today, is the fire of the Holy Spirit ardently burning in your hearts, thus giving us the courage to face whatever division that needs to happen in our lives, in our own relationships, so that in the end, we fulfill God's will.